All right, everyone. We're so excited about today's episode with Ali Levine. She was really amazing, Kelly. Wouldn't you say? I thought that she did such a great job of really building this whole story about her life. She talked about some really significant moments, especially around her birth. And I know that you shared your own story around that.
Yeah.
But I found that she was very clear, and she was very kind of accessible. And I felt like she was a great, she really gave this opportunity for people to connect with her, but also just take some of the wisdom from the show and like get to it, like get to breathing.
Absolutely. And I loved that beforehand, since we all came in hot, how she's like, let's just do a quick little breath work. And we did. How she channeled the energy and shifted the energy in just about a minute and a half was just really, really powerful. And I think we just scratched the surface on what she's doing and how she's doing it. So this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, everyone, please check this episode out. I think you'll really enjoy it. Ali Levine, alilevine.com. Check it out.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
SOS Holistic Healing Center, Minot's finest crystal store, and so much more. Come in and feel the amazing holistic well-being energy at Minot's SOS Holistic Healing Center, located at 420 20th Avenue Southeast, Suite 2 in Minot, North Dakota. We're your source for all things metaphysical and holistic. Here you'll find a large array of treasures, including crystals, oracle and tarot cards, handcrafted jewelry, essential oils, sage and incense, herbal teas and candles, singing bowls, tuning forks, natural soaps, healthcare products, and so much more. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 11 to 4. And one Saturday each month, you can experience Practitioner's Day, where we may include energy healing sessions, card readings, intuitive and psychic readings, and more. We also host special events in our large gathering room and hold monthly meetings with like-minded people. Stop in and see what resonates with you. Embark on a journey of holistic and spirituality with SOS Holistic Healing Center, where harmony and discovery unite. Visit us today and embrace the magic that awaits.
Hey, are you tired of living by other people's rules and expectations? Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner. Discover a personal journey of self like no other. Let go of the constant mind chatter and explore how your body can lead you to the life you truly desire. Leslie will show you how to embrace your unique design and confidently navigate daily life, unleashing the joy within you. Don't miss this empowering journey. Join us and start living life on your terms today at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Kelly, I'm curious because we haven't been live on the air for like a month, right?
I just want to take
a little break. Not that anyone would know this, but just between you and I, we've had this little summer break.
We did have a little summer break. Brian, my hair looks nice today. I just like want to let you know.
I was going to say.
I look good today.
You came in hot.
I came in hot? I came in early?
It was hot.
We had some technical funk and we got through it. And we have Allie here. We did a little mini breath work beforehand. So I'm excited.
Thank goodness our guest was with us today because she just like jumped right in and was like, we're going to do a little pre-show action. And it was beautiful.
Yeah. Good.
But before we get to Allie, anything you want to share, anything you want to talk about, you know, for everyone out there that's listening and been on this journey with us?
Oh my God, you guys, we're working on the next Edge magazine. It's going to the printer today. Woohoo!
Wow.
Like, woohoo, Edge magazine.
How many drop spots around the country?
We are at 600 now, man. Like, rock it out. 7 states, expanding in all different areas. And new drop spots in Saratoga, Wyoming. Ooh. Woohoo! Right? Yeah. Just went out there. Just a lot of, and next edition is Life After. It was about to be Surrender, but now it is Life After. And I think our guest, Allie, could talk about life after discovering breath work and like the power of your breath. And yeah, like lots of fun things going on. How are you?
I'm good. I have to say for anyone out there, the magazine, one of my favorite things about the Edge magazine is the cover art. And I can't wait to see this one with the life after theme, because what was the one you had? It almost felt like an Alice in Wonderland kind of theme. Was that? It was a few.
That was a few issues ago. So it was interesting.
That's my favorite one, though. That sits on my table because every single time I have guests over, they always grab it and they're like, oh, this is sweet.
Well, what was interesting is we had a new partner that is a sanctuary for CBD and cannabis and mushrooms and all things that Mother Nature gives us. And we thought we'd tie in the art with the Mad Hatter drinking mushroom tea, losing his blankety blank, kind of in honor of our partner. So it was really fun. And I forget who the artist was, but they did a beautiful job and we're honored with what we get. And yeah, it's amazing.
Well, thank you everyone for being on our little adventure.
Our little adventure
show. I adore you, Kelly.
I adore you.
You're the best. All right. Well, here we go. We're so excited. We're honored to be introducing you to our guest today, Allie Levine.
That's Allie Levine.
Allie Levine. Thank God you didn't do the intro because you already messed it up in the intro. But here we are.
Here we go.
So Allie Levine is a certified breathwork facilitator. She's a world-renowned celebrity and intuitive stylist. She's a sought-after media personality, speaker, and transformation expert. And I could go on and on.
Her energy is really cool, too. And like,
this is someone who she's got the kind of energy that, you know, she's been on ABC. She's been on TV. Like, she knows how to show up and bring it. And
that's what you should put on your business card. I show up and bring it. Bam.
So here we are, Allie.
Welcome.
We really don't have much structure to this show. We kind of like it that way. But we do have a question that we like to ask people first. We find that it's a way for people to get to know the person you have been that has made you who you are today. So as you look at your life, you reflect back and go, okay, I am where I am today. We love asking if you could think back to something that happened earlier in your life where you started getting curious about being the person you are today. So maybe it was one event or it could have been a series of events, but we'd love to kind of go back in time with you if you'd do that with us.
Yeah, sure. Wow. It's like a deep question. I'm like, wow, there's been so many of those moments in my life. I mean, even when I look back for, you know, those that don't know, you know, my story, I was a celebrity wardrobe stylist in Hollywood for 15 plus years. And it all came to a screeching halt one day where I just realized my soul wasn't being fulfilled. And I guess I had a lot of moments where I got curious, right? But I stayed in the autopilot and just kind of shoved that down because I didn't want to feel it and deal with it. I wanted to just kind of keep moving forward and say, oh, it'll change. It was probably honestly, maybe one of the moments was when I was on a red carpet and I was excited to like get ready and get glam. And then when I got there, I felt so like unfulfilled, even though I had like gotten myself together. I looked fabulous on the outside, but there was like nothing going on the inside. I think that was one of the first moments that was like, huh, okay, everything looks great. Like you literally look like fire in the mirror, but like nothing's going on here. Like
I think that happens a lot. I notice that a lot on the red carpet anytime I've observed. So I don't think you're alone. And I also think you're picking up on the others that are like, well, I thought this was my dream.
This is interesting, right, Kelly, because I think Allie can share this experience personally, but because of your intuitive gifts, you're probably someone who could watch a red carpet event. Wow. Hi, everybody. I know how to speak. A red carpet event and actually kind of see into what's really going on with people. Is that something, yes, does that happen to you when you're flipping through magazines or watching TV? Like,
yeah, it's funny you say that, Ryan. Yeah. So I realized this as I got like deeper in my own work, and I know as we get into breath work, but I was more intuitive than I actually gave myself credit for. Like I would watch clients that would, you know, look like, you know, amazing to them, but they weren't actually feeling like who they were, and they'd walk the red carpet and feel empty. And then it would show up that way when they would do an event, or they wouldn't book a role or something would be happening. And then I would get brought in as the stylist saying like, hey, we need you to rebrand her and work on her, work on him. But they didn't know what was going on because they looked great. It wasn't really anything with their wardrobe. It was their confidence. And so I became known as like the person who was helping with their confidence. And so I always say confidence is your best accessory. As I moved along in my own journey, I realized that confidence is your best accessory, but authenticity is your superpower. And if you don't have both, then it's not going to happen. Especially I think in today's world where we're really seeing people really want real, right? They really want to know like, okay, yeah, that's great. You can look fire and you can get yourself together, but like, what's the deep layers? What's on the inside? How are we going to connect? How is there going to be an actual genuine connection? How can I trust you? How can I feel safe with you? Right. And when I think I recognize I didn't feel safe within myself, that's where the big work began.
Well, I think you bring up the paradigm that we're moving into. I think we've had, there's been a shift that I think all of us have lived through where it's been kind of common knowledge that you'll hear people say, well, you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you can't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I think you just brought up where we are today and where we're moving, which is a much deeper level to say, you could even be technically physically healthy. You could have all this stuff, but if you don't have that spiritual connection, if you don't have that knowing of yourself, which actually goes back to, you know, Aristotle, who actually said, know thyself. But I think we've gone through this long period of time where that hasn't been really allowed to be in the common vernacular or certainly understanding. And I think you, you're someone through your expertise and your profession, I'm just going to kind of boldly say that breathwork is kind of like the speed highway to like getting to know yourself at a deeper level. So maybe you could share more about that.
But go with
I
it.
Think yeah. That's probably
I love
where.
That. Yeah, no, it's true. I love that. It's so true. It's like breathwork lets you get so deep within yourself. And, you know, I think most of us can admit it's not easy to like go deep in yourself. Like you don't want to get in there and actually see the layers of junk of what's going on, right? It's so much easier just keep going. That's what I did. Autopilot, on grind, just keep moving, just keep swimming. And let's be real too. Society's kind of told us to do that for a really long time. Don't feel, you know, don't stop. Just keep going. Climb the ladder. You'll be successful. You'll get this. You'll get that. All the material things. And it'll be all good. And it's like, I think we're all starting to realize post-COVID, like we're all in burnout. We're all trying to figure out, why am I feeling this way? What's missing here? And Brian, you hit the nail on the head when you said mind, body, soul. It's always been so connected. But I feel like now those pillars of the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and emotional, there is no more putting one to the side. They must flow and go together, or you're going to realize like, oh no, I'm drowning here one way or another because something's not connected. And it is all connected. You know, I know your show gets this. We are energetic beings. Like, we are meant to feel, we are meant to express, we are lights, you know, within us. You know, this is our human form, but we are actual lights, you know, we are souls, we are energy. So when you understand that and you recognize like, oh, I'm so much more than just this human experience, you start to realize why everything is affecting you and why it's so important to pour into yourself. And this is where breathwork for me changed my life. Because as I said before, when everything kind of came to a screeching halt, you know, with everything with me, I had done a crazy show on Bravo, long story short, back in 2017. I mentioned that because that was a very like ego part of my life. And it was like, hey, you're going to be on Bravo and, you know, do all this stuff. And I thought, yeah, cool, I'm going to do this and everything's going to blow up. And it was actually quite the opposite, because the show was called Stripped. It was about having everything taken away from you. And basically after 21 days, what do you learn? And I thought in my mind, like, oh, it'll be no big deal, I'll be on a show, like, I'll be cool. No, within like the first 2 hours, it was a real gut check of like, oh, you don't do well without any of your armor, which was my clothes, my beauty, all the things, and all that had been taken away from me so quickly. And I had to be vulnerably me. And then I had to sit in that alley for 21 days as I like rebuilt this like shell of a human, really, of what I was going through. And from that moment to then becoming pregnant with my first daughter shortly after, honestly, my world just came crashing down, because I kept trying to shove the pieces and pretend nothing was bothering me. And it just kept coming up and coming up, and I wasn't dealing with it. I just kept moving it along. And I share that because I think a lot of people do that, whether they're conscious of it or not. And it's really important to start to become aware, because awareness is the first step as we move into the actual spiritual side of ourselves and get to know ourselves deeper. So as that journey began for me, and I started to recognize I had to take a full step back from styling and I had to just focus on my health and wellness and me, I started to really realize that I just didn't know myself. Like you said, like I didn't know who I was. I knew the titles of Ali. I knew the personality. I knew the ego. But like, who was Ali? Like, who was the girl who, you know, came into this world? And why did I change all these things about myself? Because so-and-so told me not to be so loud, and so-and-so told me to do this, and, you know, whatever. We all have these conditions around us. And I realized I was like living in so much shame and so much judgment of myself. So as that journey started, it began with me being in pretty heavy postpartum depression, fast forward from having my daughter. That is really what landed me into the real, like, I think sitting in my darkness and realizing like I have to feel in order to heal. And I started going through the layers of myself in this time. And it was a pretty dark journey for like, I don't know, almost like over a year, year and a half. And I just remember like, first it was meditation that started me on like the real starting to get to know myself. And then I was doing a little bit of cognitive therapy and finding different ways to, you know, connect with my mind and the coherence. But breath work is what really started to actually shift what I was feeling and actually move me into healing. It was like meditation showed up and like showed me what was going on and like saved me in a way and brought me back to prayer, brought me back to, you know, God and source and the universe and like reconnected me spiritually. But then breath work like actually changed me and shifted me.
So tell us about best self that you work with your clients on, because I think you just teed that up and I'm like, oh, I got to throw this in. And by the way, you have an app. And then your website is allielevine.com. So I just want to throw that in there and make sure people know about it. Tell us about the app, but then also tell us how you help your clients show up with their BEST self.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So when I say best, it's breathe, embody, surrender, and then transform. Because first it begins with the deep conscious breathing, right? Then we must actually embody that and start to work in that practice in our daily lives to make the shifts. But when the real shift actually happens, it's when we surrender to letting go of everything that we thought we knew and essentially allowing it to just burn it down and let it go, as scary as that can be, and have the faith that once we do that, that we transform. Because we can't actually transform if we're in control. I recognize so much of my journey and my theme was that I constantly controlled. I controlled everything around me. I tried to control my birth, which led me to then my 42-hour C-section. You know, it was like all, and then the postpartum depression came, and it was like every single thing in my life was showing me all I was trying to do was control. And we were never in control, right? Like, I mean, then COVID showed us all that. We were never in control, but we thought we were in control. And I thought in my life, like, I'm in control. I can do this. And then the breath so magically showed up in that not only did it help me heal, but it made me feel on such deep levels of like all this trauma I had stored for so long, all this heaviness and stuff that needed to be unearthed, that needed to come up to be seen. And I, you know, hadn't dealt with, you know, my grandmother passing in 2013, who is like my very best friend on this earth. And so I, you know, I didn't grieve. So I just shoved it down and kept moving and, you know, kept myself medicated. And it was like, okay, you didn't deal with that for years. That's been shoved down. Okay. Then you, you know, try to control your birth and all the stories around that. And that got shoved down. And it was just like piles and piles and piles of trauma sitting in my body. And what I recognized, I think also, fast forward in 2020, I got pregnant with my second daughter and it all came back up, to be quite honest. I thought I had done a lot of work and worked through it. And then it all came back up when 2020 came. Because why? Fear, right? Even though fear is false evidence appearing real, it becomes very real for us. And we're like, you know, we're stuck. We're stuck in, you know, fight, flight, or freeze, which is when you are in a dysregulated nervous system, right? We're in our sympathetic. And I was stuck. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did all this work. Why is it now all coming up? And so anyways, fast forward, I got deeper into breath work. And as I got deeper into that journey and I took it all the way through to the end of that birth, no matter what came up and what happened in that birth, whether it was, hey, your husband's not going to be able to be there, or, you know, you're not going to have your, you know, vaginal birth or whatever, all the stories that I was told, I continued to breathe. So much so that at the end, when it came to having her, she got stuck and I did very, very deep breath work in that moment. And I put like my AirPod in my ear and I started listening to fear releasing meditation and breathing. And I swear, I tell this to everyone, I had this like out of body experience where it was so spiritual. I felt out, I could see myself out of my body, but I knew I was there, you know, in labor. Next thing I knew, as I'm breathing, there she is on my chest. And it was such a miracle. And I had such a divine connection in that moment that I was like, okay, breathwork literally changed my life. Like it was already changing my life, but now it's shown up and show me not only can I feel the heal, I can break trauma, but also I can move through massive situations that my mind could never understand or a doctor could never understand how that was going to change. But because I allowed my body to surrender, the transformation happened. And that's why I created my own app that you mentioned called Breathe and Be, because it's all about breathing and coming back to your being. And all we need to do that is become centered and use different breathwork exercises to move into it. And it could be 3 minutes, as we saw when we sat here, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, or a long journey of 20 minutes to an hour meditation. It's up to you how deep you want to take the journey, but the breath will always take you home.
I had a very similar birth, wanted to be fully medicated, missed it, and had to breathe through it, like felt the ring of fire and kind of like woo. But I did it more like surfing. Like sure. Just kind of catching the waves. I mean, we all have our visual. Yeah, I also look at deep breath as going in with scrubbing bubbles. That's my visualization. Uh-huh. And I know when things come up, it hurts. But if you have the scrubbing bubbles come afterwards, and I almost have it like wrapped in golden honey or light, you know you're going to get through that pain, and you know that's going to hurt. Right. But then you know that's coming up afterwards, and it's that mm-hmm. beautiful way of doing it, and it's free. It's doable. It
yes, it's literally within us. I mean, I tell all my clients, I'm like, hey, we all shallow breathe. And so therefore we're just surviving. But then if you actually deeply consciously breathe, you go from surviving to thriving. And it's a game changer. I mean, it changes everything in your life. It changes the way you receive things as energetic beings. Our frequency goes from being, you know, super low of like, you know, 20, 30, you know, level to like 700, 1,000. I mean, like, this is a real thing. You know, we are energetic beings. So when you recognize the breath actually does that in your body, and like you said, it's free and it's within us, it's like, how could you not access this? And this is why I say to everyone, I'm here to wake up the world through breath work. I want everyone to understand you have this within you, and I'm here to guide you, but you have this. This is a gift within you. There's a reason why we come into this world. That's the first thing we do and the last thing we do before we leave physically. So like, don't discount your breath. Recognize this is here for you to bring you home.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so powerful. And I actually, when I work with clients now, I will do a couple, like a minute of just grounding, yes. centering, and breath work. And I also notice when I'm with anybody out in the world and they're just, I'm like, right. Slow your roll, breathe all the way to the toes and come on back. And yes. even just those little things are super powerful.
And I love that you said that because we're all doing that, right? I think especially post everything, we've all been through a lot of trauma over the last few years. And it's so important to understand that when you regulate your nervous system, which is what breath work does, and you move back into parasympathetic, which is homeostasis, that true rest and digest, the belly into the chest and out, everything shifts. Your immune system gets healthier. Your gut health gets better. You sleep better. Your anxiety chills. Your stress calms down, like everything. And then you take the deep journey and then you're on the spiritual path like we are. And it's like, oh my gosh, I get to know myself on a whole new level, you know? And so it's like, there's so many pieces to this. It's so beautiful and so profound, yet it's so simple. And I have to be honest too, by the way, anyone listening, I was never this person. Like my dad laughs. He used to say to me when I was, you know, a young teenager, Allie, slow down, stop, rewind. Now tell me again what you were going to say, because I did not take a breath at all, you know? And so I want people to know, like, this version of me you see here today was not who I was before. And so this is the transformation, right? And we're here to evolve. We're here to grow. That's what we're here for. I really believe now, when you were speaking to before, Brian, of like this consciousness shift, like this is what we're here for, in order to shift the world. We're here to show up in this higher consciousness and say, hey, it's okay. You get to remake yourself new in every moment and in every breath.
That's amazing. Allie, how do people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at Allie Levine Design on social, just A-L-I-L-E-V-I-N-E Design. My podcast that I know you're coming on is called Awakening with Allie. My app, as I said, is called Breathe and Be, just breathe. And then A-N-D and the letter B, all about being in your being. And subscribe there, get the affirmations, the exercises, all the good things, and connect with me and message with me directly and have me as your coach. And of course, if you want to work with me one-on-one, my Calendly link is in my link tree when you find me on social, and my website's allielevine.com.
Amazing. Thanks, lady.
Thank you so much.
Thank
everybody,
you,
let's end with a beautiful breath. That's awesome. Thanks everyone for joining us. We'll see you soon.